Kyle Malin, the guru, the soothsayer who knows all, hears all, sees all when it comes to state politics. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning.
How was vacation?
Not long enough. I mean, there's something about waking up in the morning and looking at the sun rising over the desert that's just a little addicting.
Yeah. I always thought that vacation should last at least 2 weeks, because a week just isn't enough.
No, I mean, you almost just need the week to unwind, but I can't take 2 weeks right now. I mean, we got an election coming up, Tony.
Yeah, too much going on. Well, let's start locally when it comes to the election. Let's start with the millage vote. I'm still not hearing a lot or seeing a lot. What's your take? Do you think that bad boy's going to pass this time?
Well, I think it's certainly got a better shot. And I know we haven't seen as much, but we've seen more, which is better than what we had last time. We've had some mailings out to the absentee voters who really killed it in May by really not hearing anything about the millage and why something like this was needed. Trying to impact that absentee vote is really important. Jessica Yorko's out knocking doors, trying to make things happen. And I did a column a couple weeks ago, City Pulse, about the millage as well. And, you know, I've gotten some response from it, and I like it, too. I like when people email me on stories I write to disagree. And, I think it's got a better shot, Tony, but I guess we'll just have to see. If I had to put a yes or no on it, I think it's going to pass, though.
I recently spoke with John Pollard, who is with the No More Taxes Committee. You know, he's one of the people who attends all those meetings. He ran for city council before. He said that he didn't think it would pass before. He doesn't think it's going to pass now. And he says what's happened proves we don't need it, because we're not missing all that we lost from not having those revenues. Would you agree or disagree with that?
No. You know, I know John Pollard and others are just trying to make an excuse about why they want to continue to get or pay less money to the city. But, you know, paying less money means you get less. I mean, if we want to get less police services and let our neighborhoods deteriorate, then, you know, we can go ahead and do this race to the bottom. You know, I had a couple emails in my box when I came back from vacation. One of them was, you know, if we pay less in property taxes, then our home values continue to go down, and so they're worth less money, and so maybe somebody will buy these homes and renovate them, and we can rebuild after sinking all the way down. I don't understand this flea market mentality that we want to turn our city into bargain shopping. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't benefit anybody who owns homes right now. All that does is benefit speculators who want to come in here and try and make a fast buck on our behalf. That's silly. And, you know, this other idea that there's other ways to balance the budget, well, then show us. Show us how you would balance the budget without increasing taxes. We haven't seen it. If you can figure out a way to balance the books without raising the millage, show us how. And I haven't seen any good alternative. Somebody suggested we privatize the employees. Well, that's a great idea. Bring that to city council. But that is not the proposal that's out in front of us right now. I mean, if you want to have philosophical discussions about whether we should have unions in city government, go ahead and let's have them. But at the end of the day, I want a cop on my doorstep if I need a cop. And if we're not approving the millage, who knows if that's going to happen.
What do you think about the Lansing City Council race? Is anyone in trouble?
Well, I think in that first, in the third ward race, you know, anything could really happen in these ward races, Tony. You know, Aylin Robinson is trying to survive a real decent challenge here from Jason Wilkes. And whenever you're dealing with neighborhood battles like this, I mean, it comes down to who's working hardest and who's knocking the most doors. And, you know, sometimes that's not all that evident. So I think we should watch out for that race. I still believe Carol Wooden and Derek Quinney at the end of the day are going to survive pretty handily. I mean, Carol Wood is just such an icon in the neighborhoods for her responsiveness and her taking her job as seriously as she does. And Derek Quinney's just got so much mobilization support in the unions and also does such a good job on the council and being an independent voice as it comes to trying to not be part of this you're with Verge or against Verge type mentality. So both of those, I think, will be safe. And Rory Nooner's raised a lot of money, which she's had to do in order to up her name ID. But God, it's such a hard hill to climb when you're battling two incumbents who, you know, have really been devoid of scandal or malfeasance or any type of accusation that they're not doing their job.